we've got only 6 legislative weeks before the current Farm Bill expires, and since we're in session usually only 4 days a week, that makes 24 days counting today. So there's not a lot of time. There's enough time to do it, but we have got to get started in putting together the final agreement. There's no reason to wait or delay the process anymore. And, I mean, we all understand the differences in the bill. I mean, obviously, we passed a comprehensive bill that included food and nutrition as well as the commodity title, conservation title, energy title, and the rest of the bill. And that's the kind of bill that will pass the Senate, and that's the kind of bill that will be signed by the President of the United States. But I'm willing to take whatever the House gives us, and then work with the chairman and ranking member of the House committee. And I'm confident that we can put things back together that will be able to get bipartisan support. And that's what it's going to take, not just bipartisan support in the Senate. It's going to take bipartisan support in the House if there's going to be a farm bill. And at this point in time, you know, we've done that. We're willing to do that, and calling on the speaker to send us what was passed on Thursday, so that we can begin to go to conference. Happy to take your questions.
Our first question will come from Philip Brasher.
Senator, okay. Have you had any discussions with the House side, and Chairman Lucas in particular, on what their plan is? And do you have any plans if they don't move to do what you've done in terms of the budget bill and move on the Senate floor to go to conference?
Well, I have talked to Chairman Lucas. We've had a good discussion. I've talked to Ranking Member Peterson. They're both anxious to get to conference as well. It wasn't clear. I think we were all surprised last Thursday after the House voted on their bill on a partisan basis. We fully expected to receive it in the Senate right away. We were, in fact, intending to leave the Senate floor open that night to be able to receive the House bill so that we could go through the procedures that we needed to go to conference. And when Majority Floor Leader Cantor announced they were not going to send us the bill, I was pretty stunned. And it appears at this point that the leadership wants to try to pass a Republican-only nutrition title. And one question I have strategically is why in the world, since they passed the rest of the farm bill with only Republican votes, why didn't they attach their Republican nutrition title to the bill last week and send it over? I really couldn't tell you what they're doing, but I can tell you that we're prepared with what has already been passed to begin the process. Time is of the essence. There's parts of the bill, frankly, that are similar, parts that are different, but they're important areas like conservation where a lot of it's the same, and especially crops and other areas where the House and Senate actually are very close. So we want to get to work and get this done, and the longer the House waits before sending something to us, the less time we have before the current extension runs out, and I'm not going to support an extension that leaves out a big important pieces of farm policy and continues big subsidies that we've all agreed should be eliminated. So in the interest of taxpayers and reform, we need to get this done.
Great. Our next question will come from Mary Claire Jelinek with the AP.
I think I know the answer to this question, but just for the matter of explaining it to people, I mean, would you guys ever pass a farm-only farm bill? Food stamps continue whether the legislation goes through or not, and if the legislation that's been proposed doesn't go through, then there wouldn't be any cuts to food stamps. Can you explain, sort of why you guys wouldn't drop the nutrition title and just move forward on what the House has passed, the half of the bill that the House has passed?
Well, first of all, we could not pass that through the Senate, nor would the President of the United States sign that kind of a bill. So that's not something that has the support as an approach. It would be a very short-term approach that would end the coalition between urban and rural communities that has allowed us to have an agriculture and food policy for the country that is broadly supported. So it would be a major mistake on policy, and it would be a major mistake in getting a bill done because it wouldn't get done. The other thing that I find so ironic is that for those who want reform, without a nutrition title, the reforms we've put in place to tighten up on fraud and abuse would not exist. So if House members want to continue the possibility of somebody winning the lottery and getting food assistance, that don't support our nutrition bill. If they want to continue certain fraud efforts that are happening with retailers that are giving people cash for their food stamps so they can turn around and buy drugs, if they think that's a good idea, then don't support a farm bill. If they think that students who go to college and live at home with their parents and technically have zero income and qualify for food assistance should continue, then don't support our farm bill. But if you want reform, if you want to be able to cut down on waste, fraud, and abuse, that doesn't happen unless we pass our nutrition title.
Next question will come from Eric Lawson. Eric, go ahead.
Just a clarification. Are you saying that you can't move to go to a conference at this point due to that technical matter they haven't sent it? And then also, how would you be able to react to if they pass something along the Ryan budget of $135 billion in SNAP cuts? Is that something that would just kill a House Senate conference, or what's your reaction to that possibility thing?
Well, first of all, we can't go to a conference unless we have something that relates to the Farm Bill from the House. And so we can begin discussions. We are, just informally, talking, but we can't go to conference without something from the House, some part of the Farm Bill. So they have to send us something. And then secondly, I would strongly oppose what was in the Ryan budget, and it would, I'm sure, have bipartisan opposition in the Senate and would never be signed by the President of the United States. I mean, what they did in the Ryan budget was, I think, $130-some billion in a cut and block granting it back to the states with no requirement that it even be used for food. So that's so extreme that we have, seen bipartisan opposition in the Senate to that.
Next question will come from Jim Parker with MLive. Jim, go ahead.
In talking to Representative Lucas, Chairman Lucas, did he tell you why the bill wasn't sent over? Is this a tactical thing on their part? And did he discuss what tactics they might be trying to employ here?
Well, at this point, this strategy is coming from the leadership of the House. And so he couldn't answer that question. And both he and I have since day one worked together to pass a 5-year farm bill. I was very proud to work with him in the super committee process on deficit reduction when we were the only committee that joined together, House, Senate, Republicans, Democrats, to give spending reductions, deficit reduction. And so I have always felt that if it were the leaders in agriculture in the House and the Senate, that we could get this done. I feel that strongly till today. And we need to have the leadership of the House supporting Chairman Lucas and Ranking Member Peterson because they know how to put together a bipartisan bill.
Next question will come from Alan Vierga at Bloomberg.
Yes, Senator Stabenow, just to clear something up, we've heard some folks on the House Democratic side and some media reports that should the Farm Bill be passed without a food stamp provision, if somehow that were to become law, the food stamp program would end. So this House plan, Republican plan, is basically being criticized as being potentially the end of food stamps. Could you clear that up?
Sure. The policy is written through the Farm Bill. So when we want to tackle issues around fraud and abuse, that's done through the Farm Bill policy, eligibility, and so on. The funding is done through the appropriations process. And so it's conceivable to continue the SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Program, through the appropriations process, but it is, more vulnerable to, continual fights over nutrition without the five-year policy put in place. So I don't know if that clears up. It's not that, if we don't do an extension or if we don't pass a fund, we'll immediately all funding stops. No, that's not what happens. The appropriators will still make decisions about how much will be spent. But in order to, have rational long-term policy and tackle the areas on fraud and abuse that we've tackled and so on, you have to have the Farm Bill passed to have the policy. And it's very important that we keep that intact, frankly, not just for the SNAP program. Here's the other thing that they're not looking at. I've read so many comments about food banks and how wonderful food banks are by the Republicans, which is true. It's funded through the nutrition title. So, it's not just SNAP, which is, formerly called food stamps, but SNAP is the Supplemental Nutrition Program. It's food banks. It's job training for people who are getting food help. It's nutrition education so that families are able to make wiser decisions with very limited money so that their children are getting nutritious meals and we can tackle long-term health costs of childhood obesity. I mean, the nutrition title is much broader than only a fight about SNAP. And I would say if someone supports food banks, they should support our bill, which increases the money to food banks.
Next question will come from Derek Kane at AgriPulse. Derek, go ahead.
Hi, Senator. Thank you. Can you talk about what will happen under a repeal of permanent law?
Well, this is a very, very serious issue. And I know in talking to the agricultural groups, this ranks very high, if not the top concern that they have about what was passed on Thursday. I think anyone who cares about conservation in this country, anyone who cares about anything other than the commodity title, we can debate the commodity title and what the commodity title should be, but having the commodity title become permanent law and then what happens to everything else? I mean, there's wide implications on this. And I know there is deep, deep opposition from farm groups, conservation groups, and pretty much everybody involved with the Farm Bill.
Next question will come from Jerry Hagstrom.
Hi. I was just also wondering about this issue on permanent law. So do you think, would that also be opposed in the Senate? How would the president react to that?
Well, I guess the first thing, that we need to know is why that's good for agriculture long term. To take the pressure off to create a farm bill every 5 years. And then what's the impact on every other part of agriculture? When we're looking at permanent law as it relates to the commodity title, there is a tremendous amount of public impact by other parts of the Farm Bill, and there's no answer to that. So there's a tremendous amount of questions, tremendous amount of opposition to doing this, great concern, again, that this would stop take away the pressure that has been there to make sure that we have a comprehensive Farm Bill and that we update agriculture and conservation policy every 5 years.
For now, our next question will come from Dan Looker. Dan, go ahead.
Thank you very much. Chairwoman Stenenhall, would you support not having a conference process, doing something similar to the super committee recommendation process where just the leaders of the two ag committees would meet and merge the two bills and then see what the House and Senate are willing to do after that?
Well, given the strange process we have had in the House up to this point, I will support any, fair and open process that gets us a bipartisan comprehensive farm bill. So, we will look at a range of alternatives, the best one being to sit down in a room, come together on policy, produce a bipartisan bill, and then have it pass the House and the Senate. If that can't happen, then we'll look for other alternatives. I'm not going to walk away from the 16 million people that work in agriculture in our country or the consumers in this country who are counting on us to continue the safest, most affordable food supply in the world.
Our next question will come from Ron Nixon with the New York Times.
I'm just not clear about how are you going to get past this difference with the way the House has divided the commodities and the SNAP. I mean, in conference, how are you guys going to do that? Because they're obviously not, it's not something they want to take up.
Well, I mean, first of all, logistically, I mean, our bill passed with a nutrition title, so we can put the nutrition title back in a final bill. The only way anything that makes any sense for agriculture, conservation, families, consumers gets passed is if it has bipartisan support in the House. It's the only way. I mean, we're not going to negotiate with people who the extreme elements of the House who basically don't believe we should support agriculture, we shouldn't support farmers and ranchers, that we shouldn't, have a safety net for families or for farmers. We can't negotiate with that position. So we will be negotiating with a bipartisan coalition of people who understand the importance of rural America, agriculture, safe, affordable food supply. The fact that we'll negotiate with the folks that understand that this is the riskiest business of any business anywhere. Nobody else has to worry how much it's going to rain this week as to whether or not they're going to have a product. So there's plenty of folks in the House that understand that, Democrats and Republicans, and that's who will work with.
Next question will come from Derek Walbank at Bloomberg.
So I have a question. Looking all the way back to when we started this process in the Super Committee, you all kept saying that you got close. There were some rumors that maybe you'd even had a bill scored of a deal, but it never really came out. And it's just that this is how. Do you actually have a framework established between the House and the Senate versions on Title I that you can slot in there as soon as we get to conference, or are there still major issues to work out?
Well, basically, the bill we passed in the Senate is the framework that we came up with some differences in the commodity title. I mean, we, all the way through agreed on $4 billion in, not eight, by the way, we agreed to $4 billion in cuts in nutrition title, tackling waste, fraud, and abuse. And we agreed on a framework for conservation in the super committee, and that's basically the framework that passed in the House and the Senate bill. We agreed on a permanent livestock disaster program. We agreed on how we would approach specialty crops. We agreed overall on $23 billion at the time in savings. And there were some differences in the commodity title. But basically, we're operating under the same framework from the super committee. That's what allowed us, once the super committee failed, it allowed us to immediately go to markup in the Senate and work on a bill that I was confident could be conferenced with the House. There's some differences in policy, no question, but it's within range. I mean, it's there's important differences, but they're differences that can be worked out, and it's within the framework. We agreed on $23 billion in the super committee. We passed that last year. This year, we actually were able to get more savings, 24. The House went with a higher number. But the framework of how we put together commodity title, conservation title, crop insurance, livestock disaster assistance, specialty crops, energy, rural development, I mean, right on, you know, right on through. I would argue the basic framework is the same thing we started with in the super committee, with some differences in funding in some areas and in some differences in policy. But the framework's the same. Same thing we did, what, 3 years ago now? I don't know how long it's been. It just feels like Groundhog Day, the movie, to me. So every time I get up, we do the farm bill again. But the fact is, it's the basic framework we had back in the super committee.